Judiciary Committee meeting held Wednesday, January 6, 1985. The topic of this committee meeting is HB 117 and CSSB 2.
The meeting to order, this is the House Judiciary Committee. We're coming to order at 1:32 on February 6th. And present is Representative Taylor, Representative Pettyjohn, Representative Phillips, and myself, Representative Sun. We do have a quorum. The to remind anybody who wants to testify to sign up on the list. The order of the bills today, we'll have Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 2 and then House Bill 117. Senate Bill 2 is a continuation of the Alaska Bar Association. And I think the way we want to start this, we have the president of the bar, Harold Brown, in Ketchikan on the teleconference network, and I think I'll let Harold testify first, and we also have Deborah O'Regan, the executive director of the Bar Association here. And the audience to recognize VIPs from Representative Taylor's in my district, we have Madeline Stella and Shelley Phillips and Tanya Loftus on the close-up program with us, and some other close-up persons in the back. Where are you? Tell us from. Okay, well, let's go ahead with Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, do you want to go ahead and testify on Senate Bill 2?
Yes.
Are you there, Harold?
I told you to be brief.
Yeah, good. I like that.
Mr. Brown, this is the moderator.
Yes.
If you're ready to testify, Representative Sun, introduce you.
Oh, okay. Can everybody hear me now?
Yes, that's fine. For the record, note that Representative Clarkson has arrived. Go ahead, Mr. Brown.
Well, I guess I'll just begin. Mr. Chairman, members of the House Judiciary Committee, my name is Harold M. Brown. I am a partner in the firm of Ziegler, Cloudy, King, Brown, and Peterson in Ketchikan, Alaska. I am president of the Alaska Bar Association. I understand that Deborah O'Regan, the executive director of the Bar Association, is present in your chambers. Both of us are available today to answer questions concerning the proposed legislation before you. I would like, if I may, to make a few introductory remarks. The membership of the Bar Association is currently at 2,183 members. The Alaska Bar Association is governed by a board of governors consisting of 12 persons, 9 practicing attorneys, and 3 laypersons. The 9 attorneys are elected by membership by judicial district. The lay members are appointed by the governor, subject to confirmation by the legislature. The duties and responsibilities of the bar are conferred by the Alaska Integrated Bar Act, which is in Title 8. And the Alaska Bar Rules is adopted by the Alaska Supreme Court. The two major functions of the Alaska Bar Association are, first, discipline, and second, admission. Our annual budget approximates $1 million, practically all of which is derived from dues, admission fees, COE, which is continuing legal education, year referral, and interest income. The only public money involved, for instance, our request for approximately $11,400 for the fiscal year beginning in June of 1985, is used to fund the per diem and travel expenses of the public members of the Board of Governors. With those introductory remarks, Deborah and I are prepared to answer any questions that the committee might have.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Any questions from the committee? I'd like to also note the arrival of Representative Gruenberg. If that, Mr. Brown, if you'd stand by there, we'll have Deborah O'Regan to join us here at the table. Deborah, do you have any additional comments you'd like to make?
No, not at this time. But I would, again, say that I'm available for questions, too. And I would also note that I have brought along some information based on our financial status, also
Deborah,
on our
excuse me, you got to
hit it up.
In order for
there you go.
And I just also like to state that I've brought along some printed information based on the number of members in our bar, our financial situation, people who have taken the bar in the last year, information on the money, which we got for, from the state for the public members, anything like that which the committee would be interested in, I'd be happy to distribute.
Representative Phillips?
Have you seen this audit there? Guilty my own. Deborah, have you seen this audit from legislative audit making the recommendations for the bar?
Yes, I have.
Care to respond to that? About the backlog, the fingerprinting, public notice, and increasing the quorum requirements for a meeting of Board of Governors?
Okay. I can address any of those unless the President would prefer to address them before me.
Well, specifically what I'm...
I can't hear any of the questions that are being asked.
Can you hear me now?
I think you got to flip your switches off and use the bar.
Mr. Brown, can you hear me now? This is Representative Phillips. Can you hear me there? Obviously not.
Representative, or Mr. Brown, can you hear us now?
Fred Brown.
I can hear you. Yes, I can't hear anything else except I heard the last part of Deborah's presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mr. Brown, can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Go ahead with your question.
Mr. Brown, can you hear me now? This is Phillips.
Yes, I can.
Okay, the question I asked to Deborah was the, has she seen the legislative budget and audit report on the performance of the Bar Association? She indicated yes. What I'm interested in is the Bar going to pursue legislation to take care of some of these recommendations, and if so, how? Let's do it that way.
Well, the only recommended legislation is that dealing with fingerprinting. And we already have a bill, which I understand has left the Senate and is now before the House, dealing with the fingerprinting of applicants, both non-attorney applicants and attorney applicants. And the purpose of this bill is that until we have such a legislation in place, the FBI will not provide us with information pertaining to the background of individual applicants. While we could get access to statewide record keeping, we could not get access to the national records. And so that legislation has already left the House, as I understand it, is now before the Senate, as I understand it, is now before the House.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Brown.
Representative Clarkson?
Yes.
Mr. Brown, if I can just continue with the audit report and ask you for what actions have been taken by the bar based on that report. Let me start with the public notice requirement. The audit found that the bar is not publicly advertising meetings of the board despite the enactment in 1981 of a statute requiring that. Have you, or do you plan on taking any action on that finding?
Yes, I take it that the audit report has been published now.
We have a copy of it in our files dated January 3rd, 1985.
Good, okay. Yes, we will publish notices in newspapers and otherwise of our meetings. And we plan to do that for each of our meetings.
Representative Clarkson, go ahead.
Is it your intent to have any Bar Association meetings in outside the state during your term?
No.
Why not?
And we have not had for some time.
Why not Hawaii?
How about number four, Mr. Brown, the proposal to amend your bylaws to increase the quorum requirement because of the addition in the total membership. Has any action been taken on that?
Well, we already have. The Board of Governors sits with two different hats, depending upon its function. As a disciplinary board, our new rules already provide for increased quorum requirements. It requires that before we consider the disciplinary board, a majority of the appointed or elected members of the Board of Governors must be present. We have in the past and will in the future conduct all our Board of Governor activities with that quorum requirement in mind, although our ordinary bar rules, in other words, our non-discipline bar rules, have not been amended at this time. Currently, those bar rules have been sent down to our Rules and Statutes Committee for our substantial revision.
Yeah, I'd just like to confirm that I have given a copy of our bylaws to the chair of the statute Rules and Bylaws Committee chairperson last month, and they will be doing a comprehensive revision of the bylaws, which will include the quorum change.
Any further questions, Representative Clarkson?
Well, I think I know the answer, but the final question, Mr. Brown, is what action has been taken to reduce the backlog in disciplinary cases?
Well, our next meeting on the Board of Governors is planned for mid-March 1985. At that time, I've directed Bar Council to render us a report on the status of all cases presently before us and to determine which of those are to be dismissed and which of those are going to require further action. We've made substantial inroads on any backlog already, and just earlier this month, or perhaps the last part of January, we hired a third full-time person who is an attorney and whose responsibilities are to act as an intake officer and as an investigator. So our staff has been increased by 33%, and we expect to have much of the backlog well in hand before the end of this fiscal year.
Thank you. Is that the position that I've been reading an advertisement for in a paper very recently?
Yeah, we had it advertised in the Anchorage Daily News and the Times about mid-January, and she just started about the third week in January.
Fine. I'm getting answers both from both of you, and that's fine, but hope you aren't cutting each other out. Did you have anything to add to that, Mr. Brown?
No, that's correct.
May I ask, just for my own information, where does the money come to pay for the new staff? Is that also from the revenues generated by the members or a state appropriation?
No, it's generated entirely from the membership.
Okay, thank you.
Want a motion?
Mr. Brown, I have one question here. You related that the travel and expenses for the lay members attending the Board of Bar Governors meetings was $11,400. Is that a request of the general fund?
I think that Ms. O'Regan may be better able to answer this. We found that we found that the funding is going to
2 years? Four.
Deborah, why don't you go ahead and answer that?
Previously, the funding had come out of the governor's operating budget, but this money we just found out last month was in the budget of community and regional affairs.
Thank you. Just for the information of the committee, we have a fiscal note here of zero impact, but it's signed by Senator Fakes, and I'm not too sure that the committee here might not want to put out a fiscal note with this bill if there is a general fund impact. Representative Clarkson.
Just on that point, I think the reason there may be a zero fiscal note is if the money is already inserted in the budget. The impact of this would be zero because it's already in the budget. Yeah, but that ought to be checked.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, Gordon, have it.
I think that's the case, Mr. Clarkson. It's already in the budget. And Senator Fakes explained that when we appeared in front of the Finance Committee and told me not to worry about the zero impact. It doesn't mean that weren't going to get
away
with the money that we requested. It just meant that for their purposes, there was a zero impact.
Thank you. Any other questions? Any other members?
Mr. Evans, I think the answer is yes.
Just for the committee's information, this is a CS from the Senate, but council here informs me that the change that was made was on line 12. The original bill had an extension to 1990, and the Senate changed that to 1989, which is a four-year extension. And I don't think there were any other changes made in the bill. Representative Gruenberg.
This is Max Gruenberg. I have a procedural question before a motion is made or I vote. Since I'm an active member of the Alaska Bar Association, is there a conflict of interest in my voting on this?
Well, you don't have a quorum to move it out, if there is.
Mr. Gruenberg asked an interesting question. If there's a conflict of interest for a lawyer to vote on this bill,
that's on the floor.
There's only one non-lawyer sitting at the table here. I would say you can declare your conflict and
vote anyway.
Vote with individual recommendation, and you can declare your conflict on the floor.
May I do so, Mr. Chairman?
Representative Clarkson.
Let me ask committee counsel to get an opinion with regard to our votes on the floor. I think it's appropriate that we can vote to move the bill out of committee and maybe a no rec or something, but for purposes of our voting on the floor, I would like an opinion whether that's required.
I think it is.
Is required.
May I? I think that all of us who are members of the Alaska Bar Association should so indicate, and I am.
I think you ought to. Just me.
Al, would you check your records? This is Fritz Pettyjohn. Am I still on the books there? I think I am.
I think so, Fritz. If you aren't, we'll probably be submitting you a bill for the
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Al.
Just for the record, this is Max Gruber again. I got my card today, so I assume I'm okay.
Does any of the rest of the committee have any comments or?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I guess in line with the Representative Gruenberg, we should identify that there are several members of the Alaska Bar here who are, I don't know whether they want to declare. I'll declare that I'm a member of the Alaska Bar, and I plan on voting this bill out of committee.
Mr. Phillips.
Do you want a motion?
I'd appreciate one.
Mr. Chairman, I move that committee substitute for Senate Bill 2, Judiciary, pass out of committee with individual rights.
Any opposition?
This is Representative Taylor. I would like to declare that I'm a member of the Wrangell Bar Association, the Petersburg Bar Association, the Ketchikan Bar Association, the Juneau Bar Association, and the Alaska Bar Association, which I also belong to, and American Bar Association, I know correctly. And to any extent that might mean that I have a conflict of interest here, should be officially and formally noted. I intend also to vote in favor of this bill.
Okay,
yeah.
You should put your thing on the record too, John.
I have to report my conflict of interest. I belong almost as many bar associations as Mr. Taylor does, and I also intend to vote for this bill. So, with that, without any objection, I rule that the Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 2 is passed out of Judiciary with individual recommendations.
No.
Thank you very much.
General Florida has to have a conflict of interest when they abstain from voting. They're going to say no. If you get one no, you have to vote.
I'd like to thank the committee for
no biggie. Say no. I will. There's never been.
I am wearing my suit. And I've got my wingtips on as though I were before you in person.
Mr. John, Brown, knowing your personal address code, I understand it was a great deal of effort to get into that outfit.
Is that strictly a jeans
thing? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Al.
Make sure these guys paid up.
Open media, because I was one of the main plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
Can we take something else up, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, inactive and active.
My question is, what's happening? This is the House bill that was on the floor today. What's
back in the
Yeah, I know.
Is there a problem
with it or something? First of all, there was a problem of rapid loss of favorable votes. But more importantly, the technical problem that it appears that the bill does not amend the venue statute in the district courts.
I thought there was only one venue statute.
That's the problem.
That's my only education.
And we haven't had the opportunity to ask the court system. Seems to me if they want it for superior, they want it for district. The court that bill is therefore defective, which is excuse. The real answer is it's coming to unravel by it.
They're going to probably have more half to this.
Up to Miller's.
Well, they got a Superior Court judge in Barrow now. Superior Court judge in
Carson. There might be more after this North Slope thing blows over.
Actually, the number may go down.
Hi, guys. They're going to pull the teleconference equipment out of here. The other bill we have before us today is House Bill 117 regarding the appointment of the internal auditor to the Alaska court system. At our last meeting, several of the members expressed a desire to see the audit report regarding the recommendation or apparent recommendation by the legislative auditor to that this should happen. The audit report has not been released. And for that reason, if we want to pursue listening to the audit report or hearing anything about it, we've been informed we must go into an executive session. The legislative auditor is here. We want to do that. Representative Clark.
Mr. Chairman, I would rather not go into executive session and wait till it's released. When's the next meeting of budget and audit? That's the step
today, wasn't it?
That we're being delayed by.
Perhaps
where is the auditor?
Join us.
Yeah.
This is one of the reasons. Don, this is one of the reasons
maybe
why
you can identify yourself.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Gerald Wilkerson, legislative auditor. and there was a meeting of Hudson on it today. They did not take up this report. We're still waiting on a response from the court system for this audit. It should be going final in 10 days.
Well, we had a hold.
Let's wait.
Representative Fox?
I think we had a wait rather than going to executive session.
Yes, the court system's holding it up. They're the ones that are requesting the bill.
When we changed the bill last time, we're still going to see the response from the court system when it's released.
Yes,
right?
As I understand, the response is in the mail. I hope that it's not like the check is in the mail.
Mr. Wilkerson, that's fine. I think the feeling the committee will wait until it's released rather than go into an executive session. That's the calendar for the day.
I'm going to adjourn.
Maybe
any announcements?
Yeah, just talking about the problem. Well, on the multiple convictions, that hasn't been calendared or anything.
Oh, 17.
Okay. Yeah.
I got enough.
Any other announcements?
What about this? Are we going to take up the small claims bill today? Remember we were thinking about raising user fees?
I call it amendments.
Yeah, I'm having a couple of amendments prepared that I'm going to offer to the committee which do not relate to the fee question. Probably
I have one
preparing
prepared.
Some amendments too.
I think we are going to wait for everybody to have their amendments together on that bill. As those of you noticed on the floor today, House Bill 115 is back in our committee for
further discussion.
Representative Fox.
Well, just to be perfectly frank, one problem was an erosion of votes. But the specific problem that caused it to be taken off is when I reviewed it this morning in preparation for the floor session, I realized that the venue statute for district court was not amended in that bill. And on the assumption that the court system also wanted the power to do it in district court, the bill was defective. It didn't accomplish its purpose. So until we check with the court system, it seems to me that it would have been premature to vote on.
What's about did we get an opinion from Barrier on the erosion question? Both? Yeah.
Yes, we do. You can distribute the opinion. The opinion is a little bit confused, and I'm not sure I agree with it. The opinion is, first of all, that the legislature does, with a majority vote, have the authority to repeal its action. That is, to take away the authority to set venue would only take a majority.
So, in other words, what we give, we can take back.
That's
the same
right.
Representative Miller's opinion is correct.
Yeah,
that's right. The second half of it, which is, I think, the more practical application, is what happens if they adopt a venue rule that we then disagree with a portion of, and we wish to amend a portion of it. That would, in my opinion, take two-thirds. Mr. Barrier is not agreeing with me on that.
A couple things. First of all, on my thing, on the effective date, I have that, and can, Mr. Chairman, if the committee desires, distribute it, or I can wait till Don has his, and we distribute them all at once.
Let's do it at once.
I'd rather do it at once. I'll give them to Hayden. The other thing is, we passed out two bills yesterday, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Is there the other one going to be coming up on the floor, or does that have a further referral?
116
was being redrafted with a title change.
Right.
Yeah.
The act relating to the judiciary, and you want.
So we're waiting on that.
Yeah. Right.
I did do some research, Max. I discovered that the title, even as broad as it was to start with, would not have allowed me to stick a judge in it.
Okay.
So after feeling remorse of letting the opportunity pass, I have to find another opportunity.
Okay.
But just want to let you know, my district does need another judge.
We're supposed to have a report back from Mr. Snowden.
Okay, any other announcements, anybody? During the meeting that...